City, serving the area since 1946. Stop by while in town for this year's Flint Hills Rodeo. Welcome, rodeo fans, to Strong City.
And again, texting the word Flint today, F-L-I-N-T, and a four-pack of Flint Hills Rodeo tickets to the Saturday night performance next week, June 3rd. So text Flint. We'll have that winner here in just a few minutes. KVOE Live and local. Good morning. It's 8:33.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Pauline Stachini, Emporia Public Library Director, because big things happening this summer downtown Emporia at the library.
Always happening at the library.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Pauline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing all right. So you've had a, before we start launching into the summer schedule, you've had a very busy, I guess, winter and at least all the way through mid-spring so far.
Golly, we sure have. And I've been really surprised to see what programs the community is really excited by. I don't know if y'all heard about our Bluey party, but I didn't know we could hold that many people in here. I guess it was just a taste of summer.
Bluey is kind of blown up. For folks that don't know, that's the Australian children's TV show. And boy, that hits a nerve with kids and also with parents alike.
I mean, we're fans in my house for sure.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Okay, so you mentioned here about some of the other programs besides Bluey. What else has been really popular here so far the first 5 months of the year?
Gosh, we've had some pretty good turnout for our Star Wars breakout room that we had this month in May. We were just doing that Thursday nights, but the last two Thursdays have had pretty big groups, so we were excited to see that.
Star Wars breakout. How does this work?
So breakout rooms are kind of like a three-dimensional puzzle is the best that I can explain it, where you need to solve riddles to get clues to find a code to, quote, break out from the room. And so in honor of Star Wars Reads Day, which is May 4th, with everybody knows, May the 4th be with you, we thought we would do a breakout room that was Star Wars themed. So all the clues were Star Wars based. We decorated our collaboration space like a spaceship. So it was pretty cool.
Sounds like a fun time. What is on tap here for your summer reading kickoff, and when is that going to be?
Yeah, well, summer reading kickoff is coming up quick. It's going to be next Wednesday, May 31st at 3 p.m. So this year's summer reading program theme is All Together Now, which is really a theme about community, togetherness, kindness, inclusion. So we're going to try to have some community-based activities. We're looking at write a kind postcard to yourself, and we'll mail it from the library later this summer. Of course, we're going to have the Beanstack sign up. Beanstack is our online way to log your reading minutes. This year, we want kids to read an average of 20 minutes a day. And once they hit 840 minutes for the summer, boom, they automatically are going to get a free pass to our annual pool party at Jones Aquatic Center. And that pool party is going to be on July 30th. And now, what counts as reading? Pretty much anything that you can think of. If you're reading the newspaper, if you're being read to by an older sibling, by a parent, if you're listening to an audio book, if you're reading a magazine, a graphic novel, all of those things count as minutes read.
What about read the book, watch the movie? What's that all about at the Emporia Public Library, Pauline?
Oh, boy. Well, Based on the Book is a book club that we're going to start in September this year. Yeah. And that's going to be watch a movie that's based on a book, and then adults can check out the book right then and there, come back to the library to talk about the difference. I think the first movie we'll be showing is Harry Potter.
Okay, good deal. Pauline, how busy do you expect the library to be here Wednesday? Obviously, this is your first summer
meeting. Here?
Yes, but how busy have you been told to expect for?
Oh, man. I think we're planning on seeing, for the kickoff party, probably around 300, which would be 50 more than we did for our Bluey party. And for our kids' concerts, which I know are a staple, on Wednesdays in June at noon, because that's going to be outdoors, I'm gonna softly hope for 400 or so. We've got some pretty big entertainers coming through.
Ooh, well, you've opened it up.
Let's talk about that schedule. So, June 7th, our kickoff of our kids' concerts, we are hosting Un, Dos, Tres, Andres, who is a bilingual Latin Grammy Award-winning duo from Colombia. So, I'm expecting that's going to be huge. Our following kids' concert is going to be our Jeff Quinn Magician, who's going to do a really interactive magic show. Crowd favorite, Mr. Stinky Feet, who I think is celebrating his 25th year of performances, is going to be our kids' concert on June 21st. And last but certainly not least, the very popular Funky Mama will be wrapping up the kids' concert series, which we're able to produce thanks to the Friends of the Emporia Public Library.
Well, that's great. Mr. Stinky Feet. It wouldn't be a summer concert series without Mr. Stinky Feet here. That is
right.
For sure. He does a great job. He's been here, as Pauline mentioned, for years, and always great to have him back. So June, the kids' concert series, when they start at noon then, Pauline?
At noon every Wednesday in June.
Now, is there any pre-summer concert activities before noon that happen out there?
So we're doing that summer kickoff next Wednesday at 3 p.m., and then as far as June is concerned, for our kiddos, we will have programs Monday through Friday. Every day of the week in June, we're going to have programs, from story times to special events, like we're having our Better Together Science program with ESU. 4-H is very generously sponsoring a Fun Fridays class, which they're doing chick embryology, junk drawer robotics, and health, food, and fitness. Like, it's going to be a good summer.
It will be. Now,
agreed.
On the concert days in June, you mentioned the concert start at noon. Is there anything happening prior to the concert starts at noon? I know in years past they've done some stuff that started just before the concert, leading into the concert.
I think this year we're trying to give ourselves space to set up for the concert because we're expecting them to be a little bit bigger, but folks are always welcome to come in, log their reading minutes with us, or pick other things to read for summer reading.
All right.
Outstanding. Pauline, before we let you go, I know that there's been a kind of a lot of work on the building in past years. What do you have maybe planned for maybe summer renovation / construction projects, or is that process still kind of pending and fleshing out?
Well, hopefully nothing during the summer. That's really
got
our
enough
busiest
on the calendar,
time.
Right?
So we're trying not to do any construction during the summer, but in August, we're hopeful that we're going to get started on replacing both our entrances. So keeping the library open, we might be a little bit noisy, a little bit dusty, but only one entrance, either south or east, will be available at any given time. And that's just to improve access. I mean, it is hard to negotiate a stroller in these doors, even with those automatic buttons, so hopefully the update will really help with that.
Outstanding. All right, Pauline, reset here of what's coming up on Wednesday for folks here to enjoy the summer reading kickoff.
All right, summer reading kickoff, 3 p.m. on May 31st. We are having Beanstack sign up. We're going to have Write a Postcard to Your Future Self and other community-based or community-themed activities, because this summer it's all together now.
All together now. Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Pauline, thanks so much. We will see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Pauline, thanks. Good job.
All right. Bye-bye.
And Pauline Stacchini, who is, the chief, the head librarian down there. Library director, Pauline Stacchini. And, it will be busy. Always is.
Always busy.
Boy, they do a great job of putting on all kinds of different programs at the Emporia Public Library.
Absolutely. Want to let you know here that coming up next week, we will not have a Newsmaker 2 because of the Memorial Day holiday, but we already have Tuesday, Wednesday programs set and likely are going to have Thursday's program set here within the next few minutes. Tuesday, we'll have a late update on the election candidate filing a withdrawal deadline with County Clerk Tammy Vopot. Wednesday, we'll get updates on city infrastructure projects, specifically the work at 6th and Prairie and also on Highland Street with City Engineer Jim Hubert joining us. Again, that'll be 8:20 Wednesday here.